I want to welcome everyone out this morning. This is our regular session of Commissioners Court. It's October the 15th. It's 9 a.m. I'm going to start this morning by giving us an invocation, and then we'll stand for our pledges. Heavenly Father, we're thankful that we could all be here together. We're thankful for this great county and state and country that we live in. We're grateful for our Constitution and those laws that protect us and our freedoms. We ask you to bless us today, that we will make good decisions for this county, bless all of our citizens, and we're thankful for those who attend our meetings. We're thankful also for the atoning sacrifice of our Savior Jesus Christ, and we say these things in his name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Item 3 is to consider and take action on approval of the minutes of the previous meeting.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item B, your payroll changes.
Move to approve payroll changes.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll changes are approved. Item C is payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, second by Commissioner Heffner to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
I abstain.
Payroll's approved. Item 3D, your budget amendments. None today?
No.
Okay. Item 3D won't require any action. Item 3E, our accounts payable.
Move to approve accounts payable.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Heffner, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Accounts payable are approved.
Judge, was there, you asked about Tylerton?
Oh.
I mean, you had brought it up.
Yeah, it was in here. You better talk about that right quick. In 411, it's on page 2. There's two payments to the software group for our maintenance and management of our software. And the problem that we've got right now is that they're not providing a service that they provided, they've always provided in the past. And they said it's because they're phasing out our they're phasing out AbleTurn.
Mm-hmm.
And this has to do with the input of the 2014 offense codes in the justice system software. So I had the treasurer actually pull those bills until, and I do have a phone call this morning from the guy I'm talking to at Tyler, but I'd rather not pay those until we get this matter resolved.
I understood that was supposed to, they were supposed to leave AbleTurn in effect for a,
while we were
a little longer.
This is a separate issue. I've not had any problems with them on the financial side. They're fixing things daily for
so
them.
So what you're saying is they're charging us on top of the
annual
quarterly maintenance fee or whatever?
No, it's just something they said, we're not going to do it for you. You're going to have to input those codes yourself.
But what we're paying for right now?
And they've always done it in the past.
What we're paying for now is October through December is what that is. So
I agree with you.
On.
Hold them.
We've already printed the checks, and we'll hold the checks until y'all decide.
Until we get a resolution.
Yes. I knew you had mentioned this. And
yeah, I'm glad you brought it up.
I just need clarification because I would have sent them out without.
Well, I didn't even mean for them to show up on accounts payable, but.
Well, we talked about it, the auditor and I, and since it's one of those, we know it's in there, we can always avoid it. There's no, isn't the expense that's there, so.
It's easier to avoid it than
yes.
to go back in.
And find it and put it back in.
Mm-hmm. So long, we still have them.
Yes.
Yeah.
We do.
Okay.
We do.
So we're not going to pay them today, right?
Right.
Okay. Item 3F is accept for recording a long list of things. The agenda's in the record, so I won't read all those.
Move to record.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Heffner, seconded by Commissioner Barker to record all those documents. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are recorded. Item 3G are applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way.
Move to approve application for use of roads and rights of way.
Second. Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Barker to approve the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item 4 is discuss and take action to approve revised holiday dates and Upshur County Commissioner court dates and payroll dates for 2015, correcting dates for the Yambri weekend. Kristen prepared these dates and with some information from the chamber, and the chamber gave us the wrong dates for the Yambri next year, so that's the purpose of this.
Okay. Move to approve.
Second.
Revised holiday dates.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve the revised holiday dates. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item 5 is discuss and take action to approve the revised list of road and bridge surplus equipment. And these are just some changes that Andy made on our list that we decided surplus last time.
Just add to it.
I swap two blades out.
Okay.
And add the old tractor.
Move to approve the revised list of road and bridge surplus equipment.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Heffner, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve the revised list of road and bridge surplus equipment. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 6 is discuss and take action to approve the supplemental list of election judge and alternate judges. These were provided by the county clerk.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Heffner, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve the supplemental list of election judges. Those in favor?
I made the motion.
Sorry.
And Mike seconded.
Motion by Commissioner Barker.
Seconded by Spencer. Brant?
Commissioner Gentry. I heard Gentry first.
Yeah, that's true.
Sorry about that.
Okay. Did you vote?
We voted.
Okay.
Number 7 is discuss and take action to declare the following sheriff's office vehicles as surplus, and it's those three Dodge Chargers. They are also on the list that we have here for surplus, but we need to vote to surplus and sell those vehicles.
Motion to approve the surplus and sale of the sheriff's vehicles.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Heffner to approve the surplus and sale of those three sheriff's vehicles. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item 8 is discuss and take action to close the Antelope Road grade crossing. And Mr. Jetter, we'd like to discuss that with us.
Yes, please, the court. I only recently found out about this proposed change, and I would assume that it's at the request of the railroad. Is that correct? Is this a federally mandated requirement?
No.
No. Has there been a study of the traffic patterns on Antelope Road and the other roads, Bear Road there?
I believe they have. They came to us and we met with them, and it's been a long time ago, and they wanted to close that for safety issues because they have to worry about it. It costs them so much money to put up the arms and the crossing, and they'll offer you that money instead. So that's what the public wants to do. If we can get Andy, you remember how much it was?
$150,000.
Plus they'll pay for other improvements too, if you go that way. But that's just what they have to offer if you will close it for safety reasons.
When you say they have that to offer, what are they offering?
Do what now?
You're saying they're offering $150,000 to people
to the county.
To the county. Yes.
Okay. The reason I ask about the traffic counts is when I'm out there, we spend 3 to 4 days a week out there. We normally live in Longview, but we have a place there, 1037 Antelope Road. I can look up at just about any time and see somebody traveling back and forth on that road. In other words, to me, it appears that there's a lot more traffic than is justified by the four or five homes that are on Antelope and the adjoining road that runs parallel to the railroad track there. I've given it some thought, and I think what's happening there is there's a substantial number of people who live on Bear Road who are transiting over to Antelope because they feel like the entrance and egress from 271 off of Antelope is safer than the one at Bear Road. And if you look at the tire marks left for locked up brakes at the two intersections, you can see where there's been apparently a number of close calls at the Bear Road intersection instead of the Antelope. And so my request is that I know that the county is receiving a substantial amount of money there, but also does that countermand the safety of the residents on Bear Road and Antelope Road and in 271?
I'm not worried about the safety much, but if y'all don't want it, we're here to represent the people.
Okay.
So, and that's the way I am. I've had numerous phone calls that say they're not interested. Now, some of them, I had one, I don't care, and the rest of them don't want it.
Okay.
So that's kind of it's your convenience.
It's required to put arms there if you don't close it.
I believe they will be.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, so that's a federally mandated.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Then? All right. If you choose to close that road, will you continue to maintain those two roads?
Yes, they'll give money for a cul-de-sac in that right end, turn around, make a turn around at each end.
On Beaver Road.
And they would also improve the crossing on Bear Road.
So it's just closing the crossing only.
I understand
only.
Where you're coming from.
Yeah, but
And the final thing is that most developments try to have at least two emergency exits, and we're the last gate just before you get to that railroad crossing. If that exit is closed off there, our only means of exit would be out Antelope and 271 in case it was an emergency.
Does the train ever stop there on either one of those?
I've never noticed it to stop there. And we can hear the whistle quite loudly, so people coming up to that crossing, especially those coming along the road, will know that there's a train coming.
But y'all oppose it, right?
We're leaning that way. We didn't know enough information about why it was being done or proposed.
Okay.
And what the consequences were one way or the other.
Okay.
I would have to say that under the circumstances, I would oppose it.
All right.
The railroad came to us. This wasn't our idea.
I understand. Okay. I only learned of this recently, and I didn't have enough information to really oppose or not oppose. But I feel like there's enough reasons to leave that crossing open for safety primarily, not only of our situation, but I think a number of people along Bear Road.
Okay.
Thank you.
And this is your wife?
It's Freedom. I'm sorry.
And for everybody's information, if I'm not mistaken, since we have the carnival outside, Frida was a Yamboree queen. No?
Runner up.
Okay. I thought you were. Well, we're glad you're here.
Thank you for listening to
You're welcome. Mr. Carroll, Kenneth Carroll, did you want to say anything?
Yes, I would. I agree with everything that Mr. Jerry said. I don't know if he brought up the point that there's a sharp turn that's got to be made at Bear Road. Now, we're talking about Antelope. I'm on Beaver. Beaver runs parallel to the railroad. And it has to make a sharp, sharp turn to get over the crossing at Bear. And the big long trucks and distillate and stuff that it comes from the Bell Rose plant over there has to make that turn to get on, and they don't have enough room to make that turn safely.
Okay.
So they use the other road then?
Well, they've always used the other road, and I think it's probably because they probably couldn't have made that turn there. I mean, you just have to study, somebody needs to study that, and I don't know if the engineers have studied that point or not, but it's, and we're sitting right by the track. We don't have another exit either, because we've closed Antelope, well, with me and Mr. Boozer came in into the, and y'all have let us close Antelope, so that's the other only exit we would have away from our home. And there's trees on the road right now, we're in there, and if we were to have to go, we wouldn't have but one way. We're right beside the track is the only way we'd have to leave.
Okay.
I mean, we're in a worse situation than Mr. Jenner. At least Mr. Jenner, when he exits, he's going east if he can get that way. I have to exit going beside the track.
Yeah, all okay. The distillate tankers are coming in the handles and going in that way because the curves are more.
Okay.
Yeah, they just can't do this. I mean, a man with a long cattle trailer, he's got to be careful, or he can't make it to maneuver that turn. It's just a 90-degree turn.
Well, it's not always about money. It's about making common sense
on that road.
So.
No action.
Is there going to be any motions?
Do we need to notify the railroad or just let it go?
Let it go.
No action.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank y'all. Thanks for coming and letting us know. Item 9 is discuss and take action to approve deviation from addressing standards for 8283 and 8745 State Highway 155 South. This is a situation where some property owners ended up with two different addresses on their property. It's out on the other side of Pritchett, well before you get to Big Sandy. But Commissioner Burke and I have been working on this for some time. And what they'd like to do is do away with one of their addresses and keep the other one. But in order to do that, we have to vote and tell ETCOG, our addressing agency, that's what we want to do.
Back when this was first brought up to me last year and I contacted ETCOG, they told me that they could not take one of the addresses away that once it's been issued. So I'm a little confused.
Well, here's my theory. 911 maps this out. So you there may be an address where nobody lives there, but it's still a 911 address. But if you don't want your address to be there, you go notify the post office. That's tell them where you live.
It's not
our issue.
This thing's completely flipped now. That at one, most of the discussion was that they wanted to have the singular address at the barn location.
Right.
I've spent a lot of time with them yesterday and finally convinced them that there's no one living in the barn. It is a barn. And that if 911 had to have an emergency out there, it would be at the house and the call would come from the house. And they finally got it. And so they emailed me and said that they would like to have one singular address, which is one contiguous piece of property, never been changed, never been split up, in one piece of property, and have it be the house property.
Who emailed you?
The people living in the house.
Okay, that's not.
Clint Sanderson, Delray Jenkins, and Miss Ivy.
Why does it require court action?
Because it's a deviation from the addressing standards that ETCOG uses.
Well, now, I have two. There's two 911 addresses at my business out here. It's all one piece of property, but I only use one address. The other one's just dormant. So that's all they have to do. They need to change their address.
The county policy of referencing addresses is that. The exceptions to our addressing rules is our barns, shops, those types of things, as long as it's not a residential property, those can not have an address. And that's all they're doing, is getting rid of that address.
Well, is there any problems? Is there any unintended consequences for doing away with that? And I can't think of anything.
I can't think of any now that they flip-flopped it and put the residence as the address where they receive mail or 911 or whatever. And an example of what happened, that barn caught on fire out there, and the phone call was made from the house. The fire trucks went to the house, even though the fire is blazing in that barn.
So if they had had a road, a driveway going from the house to the barn, it would have been the right address.
It's a long ways across.
And then additionally, from what we understand, then they filed a claim and the insurance company refused the claim because they said, well, that's a separate address.
Right. Which has no bearing.
That's what got me involved.
How are you going to send a truck to it without an address?
You send it to the house address and there's the barn, just like my place or your place.
Just like it happened.
Just like it happened. So why do we need to change it?
There's not a necessity for it. I don't care, I guess, but there's not a necessity for it to be at the barn.
I don't have a problem doing
that. They had a...
I mean, what's that going to hurt?
It's. They're trying to correct the problem with the insurance company is what they're trying to do.
Ultimately.
But do we need to be in that battle?
There's no battle there. That's going forward. That's their problem going forward, just like your barn or my barn. It'd be a mess if I had a separate address on my barn. I'd have to have a separate insurance policy, everything.
I don't see why it's do what they want. I mean, it's not going to affect anything.
Well, as long as it's within the county policy that we exempt barns, and it is.
So I don't have a problem with it. I mean, I can't imagine.
I wouldn't want to do anything that would cause this liability either, and this does not. I make a motion to accept their recommendation to move the address, to remove the address off the barn and put the permanent address where it belongs on the house.
Which one's which? Can you take those?
Which is 87. It ends up being on 8745 State Highway 155 South.
That's the one they want to keep.
That's the one they want to keep. And remove the address 8283 State Highway 155 South.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Burka, seconded by Commissioner Heffner, to remove the address at 8283 State Highway 155 South. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed?
Aye.
I vote aye. It passes.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We're adjourned. Slow.